It's the Point Music News Minute with Kim Kelly.
This Music News Minute is brought to us by Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. Dollar Loan Center is now offering signature and title loans. Visit don'tbebroke.com. Neil Young has announced plans to launch an online archive tracing his entire musical history. It's going to be called neilyoungarchives.com, and he says every single recorded track or album he ever produced will be represented. You'll be able to browse the music he made between today's date and 1963 when he made his first recording in Canada, and it was released as a 45 RPM single. Young and his team have been diligently compiling detailed information about his recordings for the project. It'll be arranged as a filing cabinet, allowing users to explore the archives. They'll include a current info card detailing song information, anecdotes, press clippings, videos, photographs, and more. No exact date. All they're saying is neilyoungarchives.com is coming soon. On this day in 1965, a new band made their live debut at San Francisco's Matrix Club. The name of the band? Jefferson Airplane. In 67, the Small Faces, The Move, Marmalade, Cream, Jeff Beck, John Mayall, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, and the Crazy World of Arthur Brown all appeared at the Reading Festival. An advanced three-day ticket cost $5. In 68, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham played together for the very first time. They were rehearsing at a studio on London's West End, and the first song they played together? A song that Aerosmith made famous, Train Kept a Rollin'. In 71, John Lennon flew from Heathrow Airport in England to New York City. He would never set foot on British soil again. He lived in New York until his assassination in 1980. In 73, Lynyrd Skynyrd released their debut album, Pronounced. The cover shot on that album was taken on Main Street in Jonesboro, Georgia. In 1980, four masked robbers broke into Todd Rundgren's New York house while he was at home. They tied him up, stole his hi-fi equipment and paintings, and later Rundgren told the cops that one of the robbers was humming his hit single, I Saw the Light. And in 1989, the two-day Moscow Music Peace Festival happened at Lenin Stadium in Russia. Western acts who appeared included Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne, Bon Jovi, Skid Row, and the Scorpions. This was the first time that an audience was allowed to stand up and dance at a stadium rock concert in the Soviet Union. Previous to this, all concerts had to be seated. Get your music news anytime 24/7 on our website at point97.com.
The Point Music News Minute on 97.1 The Point, number one for classic rock.